Welcome back to the world of cryptos and welcome back to the Crypto Corner. Today we're not going to talk about numbers. And the reason, very simple, by the time I'm recording this here, the US election is still going on, and therefore I've got no idea what the price of our beloved cryptocurrencies are currently doing. And so we'll focus on something that is also very important, which is scams. And if you're the owner of one of those ledgers, you might have received an email asking you to upgrade something, and I hope you didn't do that because it was a scam. And there are plenty of those currently in the market. This is coming from the website of Ledger that are listing a few of those scams, SMS messages or so. And just be very careful in what you're doing. Just make sure that the domain or the website that you're using is a legitimate one. Never ever enter those 24 words that you use to open a wallet into any other place, because that is guaranteed a scam. Just keep those 24 words or those 12 words secured, and nothing will happen. Same with private keys. Just keep those private keys on you, because it won't be the last time. It's not the first time. It won't be the last time that somebody's trying to scam you. It's very easy to just copy a website like the Ledger website. It'll take an expert probably less than a day to do that. And then just they changed one of those letters in the name, and you don't even notice that, and poof, your funds are gone. So be really careful with that. And just to show you, I mean, this email that went around came from a hack that happened probably 6-7 months ago, where somebody hacked the Ledger database, and they sold now those names over to some scammers, and those scammers were the ones that emailed you or sent you that SMS. And those people, in the last 3 days, they made 107 Bitcoin. So it's not small stuff. They made good money by just scamming people, and I hope you're not part of that. The other one where you have to be careful is, and this is also really important, is exchanges. 2 weeks ago, BitMEX, the co-founder, was held in, put into custody. I think he's out at the moment, but nevertheless, there's huge problems with BitMEX. They're still trading, different to OKX. You cannot withdraw any funds still after 2 weeks from OKX. The owner is in custody in China. KuCoin, they lost $200 million in a hack. And the latest one is here, one that is Huobi, where the CEO is also under police investigation. At this time, you still can withdraw funds, but I don't know for how long. So if you go on to CoinMarketCap and you click on exchanges in CoinMarketCap, you get a ranking of the largest exchanges. You see Huobi is number 3, bigger than Kraken. And down here, place 9, you've got KuCoin, and place 11, you've got OKX. So all those exchanges are not small exchanges. They're big exchanges with big volumes. And nevertheless, legal scrutiny, and suddenly something can happen. Just don't forget also exchanges like Quadriga 2 years ago, where the owner suddenly died and a lot of people lost a lot of money. Mt. Gox 2013, another one that spectacularly went down under. So just be careful. And just to highlight that, we're going to implement a little image into our video, which is not your keys, not your coins, just to remind you in big black yellow letters that you should not leave any funds on an exchange. Just take it off, put it on a wallet. Things can happen, and you're not in control of what the law is going to do in those countries or the owners are going to do with those exchanges. You're simply not in control. Things change very quickly here, and it's very easy for an exchange just to close things down. So, I hope you learned something. I hope you're not falling into those scams, and I hope you're really removing all your funds from those exchanges if you haven't done so already. And thank you very much for watching. And please leave us like it helps us. We need to grow. And so just leave us a like. That would be highly appreciated. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. And I'm looking forward to see you next week again. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robert. Just a reminder that we're not providing financial advice, but only sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency markets. Always remember that the cryptocurrency markets are ever-changing and always volatile. So only invest what you can afford to lose.